Title: Jacked Brakes Approach. Swing Build in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic old school jungle jacked feeling, where the breakbeat starts tight, then it gradually gets more and more swung and hyped as you approach the drop. The key idea today is this: we're not just picking a swing and leaving it there. We're going to ramp the swing up like it's an energy knob, and we'll keep it mix safe by anchoring the backbeat and using parallel crunch that rises with the build. This is intermediate territory. We're combining groove pull timing, layering, and a mixing approach so it stays aggressive and readable, not sloppy. First, quick session prep. Set your tempo somewhere jungle-friendly, like 170 BPM. Ring in a break loop. Amen. Think, hot pants, whatever you've got that has attitude. Now, before we talk swing, we need warp discipline. Click the clip. Make sure warp is on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, go with transient or 1/16 if the break is really choppy and you want it to stay clean. Transient loop mode on forward is a good default. Here's the big teacher moment. If the break isn't aligned at the start marker, none of the groove stuff will feel intentional. So zoom in. Make sure the clip start is truly on 1.1.1 and that the bar lines line up. Don't fix vibe with bad warping. Get it time true first. Then we add the chaos on purpose. Now we want control jacking, which means we want swing affecting certain hits more than others. That's why slicing is the move. Right-click your audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, and use the built-in drum rock preset. Now you've got a MIDI clip triggering slices, which means we can treat the break like a kit. Some parts stable, some parts drunken, all of it controlled. Next, pick your swing DNA in the groove pool. Open the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 Swing, or any MPC or SP style groove you like. Drag it into groove pool. Now apply that groove to your MIDI clip that's playing the slices. Set starting parameters like this. Timing around 20-35%, just to get it moving. Random very low, like 0-6%. Velocity at 0-10% if you want a little dynamic variation, but don't rely on that yet. Bass at 1/16. Because that's the subdivision most jungle swing lives on. Now the main technique, the swing ramp automation. Instead of choosing one timing amount, we automate groove pool timing so the swing increases as the build progresses. In groove pool, find your groove. You want to automate the timing parameter. In arrangement view, create automation for that groove's timing. Let's do a simple 8-bar build example. Bars 1 to 4, keep timing around 18-25%. Bars 5 to 6, push it up to maybe 28-40%. Bar 7, you're getting bold, 45-55. Bar 8, the jack zone, you can hit 55-65%. Now, a caution, the higher you push timing, the more you're flirting with that falling down the stairs feel. In old school jungle, you can absolutely go wild, but you still want the listener to feel the 2 and 4 like a spine. So let's anchor the snare. Duplicate your sliced break track. On the duplicate, keep only the snare slices. You can do this by muting pads you don't want, or simply deleting the notes that aren't snares in the MIDI clip. On the snare anchor layer, either remove the groove entirely or keep the groove but set timing super low, like 0-10%. Then add a saturator on the snare anchor. Drive around 2-5 dB, soft clip on. This isn't about making it loud, it's about making it consistent and present. Blend it quietly under the main break so even when the main loop gets jacked, the backbeat still slaps with authority. Now group your break layers. Select the main break and the snare anchor and group them. Call it breaks. On the breaks group, we'll do a clean, stock device mixing chain that keeps swing readable. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25-35 Hz to remove rumble that just steals headroom. If it's boxy, dip around 250-450 Hz by a couple dB. If it's dull, a gentle shelf around 8-12 Khz. But be careful. Jungle breaks can get crispy and harsh fast. Next, drum bus. This is where we keep the hits defined even when the timing gets loose. Drive around 5-15% to taste. Keep boom off, or very low, because your sub should be handled by the bass elements, not the break bus. Then use the transient control, anywhere from +5 to +20 if the swing is blurring attacks. Damp as needed so the top end doesn't fizz out. Then glue compressor, light. Attack around 3 mS, release on auto or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1, only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you smash it, the groove changes will start sounding like pumping rather than timing, and you'll lose clarity. Finally, utility for gain staging. Aim for the brakes group peaking around -6 to -3 dB before your master chain. Give yourself headroom. Jungle is about impact, not redlining. Now for the secret weapon, a parallel crunch bus that rises with the build. This is how you make the ramp feel more aggressive, not just later. Create a return track and name it a crunch. On crunch, start with saturator. Drive 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Then redux, downsample around 3 to 8 for texture. Bit reduction optional, 0 to 2 if you want a little grit, but don't destroy the transient definition. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so the crunch lives mostly above the low end. We do not want distorted low mids fighting the bass line. If you need bite, a small boost in the 2 to 5 kHz area, but this is also the zone that turns energy into mess, so we'll watch it. Then a compressor, ratio 4:1, attack 10 to 30 ms so some transient gets through, release 80 to 150 ms. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction so it's controlled aggression. Now send your brakes group to crunch. Start low, like -18 to -10 dB. And here's the move, automate the send amount up during the same 8-bar swing ramp. Early on, just a hint, last 2 bars, noticeably louder. Then at the drop, pull it back slightly so the drop hits cleaner. That contrast is a big part of why old records feel like they explode without necessarily getting way louder. Quick metering tip while we're here, put a spectrum on the crunch return and keep an eye on 2 to 6 kHz during the build. If that band spikes too hard as you ramp swing and crunch together, you'll perceive harshness and confusion. Fix it with a small EQ dip or back off the send. Now let's do the arrangement trick that makes this feel like a Riedel Jungle record. Tight to jack to snap. Over bars 1 through 6, your timing is rising. Bar 7 is the most jacked. Then in bar 8, keep it jacked for the first half. But in the last half bar or even the last 2 beats, snap the timing back down quickly, like back to 20 to 25%. That sudden tightening right before the drop creates the illusion that the track catches itself, and the drop feels bigger, cleaner, and more confident. You can add a tiny tape stop or spin down if you want, or a quick snare fill, but the timing snap alone is powerful. Now, a higher level groove tip. Don't swing everything equally. A classic old school approach is to keep kick and snare relatively anchored, and let the tops and ghosts do the dancing. If you're sliced in drum rack, separate your tops and ghosts from the main hits. You can do that by duplicating the MIDI clip again and keeping only hats and ghost slices on one track, while kicks and snares live on another. Then apply heavier groove timing to the tops and ghosts, and lighter groove to kick and snare. That's how you get that push-pull without losing the floor. Now, some intermediate coaching notes that will save you frustration. First, timing percent is a macro, not the groove itself. The groove file defines which subdivisions shift. Timing defines how far. If your ramp starts collapsing, keep the groove, cap the max timing a bit lower, and create perceived chaos with dynamics, filtering, or parallel effects instead. Second, layering slices can introduce phase weirdness. If your snare suddenly sounds hollow, do a quick phase flip test with utility on one layer. If it improves, great. If it's close but not perfect, try track delay nudging instead of warping. Move one layer by plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. Often that brings back the thwack without changing the feel. Third, groove and compression interact. If your compressor starts reacting differently, because late hats are triggering it more during the ramp, your groove will sound like it's changing more than it actually is. A slick solution is sidechaining the brakes compressor from a clean kick or a snare trigger. You can even use a muted click track as the sidechain source. That way dynamics stay consistent while timing gets wilder. Fourth, track delay is a pocket knob. You can get swing-like feel without touching groove pool by offsetting layers. Hats and ghosts can be delayed plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds to lay back. Snare anchor can be 0 to minus 5 milliseconds to feel a little forward. That push-pull reads as groove even at low swing settings. If you want to go further, here are a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic ramp works. 1. Dual groove crossfade. Duplicate the sliced break to a second track. Put a cleaner groove on one, and a more reckless shuffle on the other. Let both play, and crossfade their track volumes over the last 4 to 8 bars. Now the groove character morphs, not just the timing amount. 2. Triplet tease. Add a very low-level percussion playing 1/16 triplets just for the last 2 bars. Keep the main break in 1/16 swing. Blend that triplet layer through crunch or band pass so it feels like instability, not a full rhythmic change. 3. Resample for old school edits. Once your RAM is perfect, resample the breaks group to audio. Then do tiny classic edits. Mute a ghost. Reverse a tail. Cut a tiny 1/32 gulp. You keep the evolving feel, but now you've got that hands-on, early jungle edit control. Let's wrap with a quick practice assignment you can do in about 20 minutes. Load one break, slice it to drum rack, make a main break track and a snare anchor layer. Add a groove and automate timing from around 20% up to around 60% over 8 bars. Create the crunch return and automate the send up over that same 8 bars. In bar 8, snap timing back down in the final half bar right before the drop. Then render a 16 bar loop, 8 bar build, 8 bar drop. Listen at low volume. Can you still count the backbeat cleanly in the wildest moment? If you turn off crunch, does the groove still feel good, or was the energy only coming from distortion? That's a great self-check for whether your swing build is musical or just effect hype. Main takeaways: ramp groove pull timing to create the jack, anchor the snare so the backbeat stays honest, and lift intensity with a parallel crunch send so the swing build feels aggressive and intentional. Then use contrast, tight, then jack, then snap right before the drop. If you tell me your BPM and which break you're using, I can suggest a couple groove candidates that work well as a clean versus reckless pair.